Sir Captain, we're close to where the transmission was sent from, but there's no signal of anybody being here.
We have to keep looking. They sounded in danger, and we must listen to their final request.
Their final request?
Yes, their request to listen to WONY FM Oneonta.
What? Sir, I thought we were finding them to make sure that they were safe.
Don't you get it? It was about Wony this whole time. We must listen to Wony.
What was that?
Whether you're looking to improve your grades, strengthen your study habits, or get help with certain courses, the Student Learning Center is here to support your academic success.
The Student Learning Center, SLC, offers free academic support on the second floor of Milne Library.
The SLC provides small group peer tutoring for 1,000 to 2,000 level courses.
We also hold study skill workshops that offer lead credit. Come learn topics such as taking notes, time management, how to talk to your professors, and other important college skills.
The SLC offers professional academic coaching for writing, study skills, reading, and basic math.
Writing consultations are offered and math support for specific math courses.
To request any of these services, visit our Traction website.
If you want more information, visit Traction and sign up for an SLC orientation with one of our peer study navigators.
Hello, everyone. Log over there for the second hour of my show. If you just logged in, you get it. I played Guilds and Tales, Guilds and Tales by Mel Loriux, What About Us by Brandy, and then Heaven Must Be Like This by D'Angelo. And then I did the next song did get spoiled, but no, we won't say it. Anywho, welcome to the second hour of this show where we're going to talk some NBA talk. There's a lot over the offseason that happened. We'll go through that. We had a new champion. I'm pretty sure. When did we end off? Was it before? When was it? Did the Knicks series even, like, the Knicks, they didn't even make the fun. Did the conference finals even finish before? Did we have finals again? I really don't remember. I don't recall. I just remember. I'm pretty sure the conference finals might not have ended yet before we even got to that. I may be wrong, though. But we have a new champion. We'll talk about them for a bit. Oh, wait. Actually, I need to do this. Boom. Is it play next? Yep. Wow. What the heck? Where is it? Okay, my bad. We're just going to have a little background. Not noise, because we respect everyone. What am I doing? What the heck am I doing? I'm sorry, this is very unprofessional. Oh god. Jeez. Alright, we're good now. We had a lot happen. Actually, I'll play another one. We had a lot happen since we were gone. David was too old, so he had to go. Congrats to him, though. He got his bachelor's in business, I'm pretty sure. Good for him. No more shot diet, though. No more Friday, 7-8. Kind of sad. But we saw me. We saw me for 3 more years, including this year. Which, I guess. Where do we start off? I've been good, though. I guess before we could talk about basketball, I've been good, though. You know, it's so different. I'm so used to being like 11. 11 when I've been talking, but now 2 whole hours back. It's like weird. So this time I'd be usually eating, or I'd already be in the studio doing work. But we had to change schedule because I do have some 8 a.m. so. I have 2 8 a.m., so. But I got used to that because I did work over summer and I had to work at 7. So, 8 a.m. won't be the end of the world, but they are kind of annoying because they're 2 labs and they're 2. And it's chemistry is one of them. Another one is geology. Thankfully, I like both courses a lot, so I'm not worried about, like, me struggling in the classes necessarily. So I'm fine with that. The only issue, though, is with the other class. What is this? Oh, My bad. The only issue is my other class, not my media class, Calculus 1. If you didn't know, I've never been good at math ever in my life. I've never... The best grade I've gotten in high school was not good. Not a good time. I did take a math last semester. It went good, but low-key, I just took a... Not a bogus math, necessarily. But, I took a math that was more laid back. But now that I'm a geology major, I have to take calculus, and... First weekend... Because I didn't even... That's a whole other thing. I started Tuesday. Because I didn't have it last week, so I'm a week behind already. It's kind of... I wouldn't say I'm confused right now, but I know in the future, because I watched some things and it said, like, it gets a lot harder down the line. So, I'm going to try to just keep afloat. I got to get a C, and then I got to take Calculus 2, which I heard is horrible. Horrible. But we'll get through it. Once we get through these two math classes, which I might take it next semester, just to get out of the way, just so I don't have to worry anymore. Because the future geology courses are probably going to be hard. But I'm going to be interested enough in them where, like, I'm... Oh, no. We'll do waves. This is some J. Dilla production, by the way. No, I didn't play it. What the heck? Oh, my bad. This is so last minute. what was I talking about? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be interested enough in the geology courses where, like, I'm willing to go study. I'm forcing myself to study for calc. I already did some. I was doing studying today. I'm like, I got to one problem. I was like, I don't know how it works. I don't know. Besides the point, though, we'll get through it. No worries. Besides that, summer was fine. Or summer was really good. Went to my last state. 50 out of 50. Went to Alaska. Alaska was nice. It was a nice state. It's crazy up there. Crazy, like, because it was sunny, and it was sun out until 11. Now, it wasn't sunny 24/7. I was kind of misguided by some videos I saw. But yeah. Anything else? I worked over the summer and made some money. Now I'm getting a system. System reset or system update. What else? Yeah, I worked over the summer. I spent like a month and a half looking for a job, though. So I didn't get as much money as I could. But I still got a decent chunk of money. Way more money last year. I don't know what I was doing last year. So I'm thankful that they just... Whatever. Yeah. I guess we'll talk about the finals now. I didn't write anything after the games, sadly. I don't know why I didn't. I'm trying to remember. I didn't write anything. I don't remember the video. I watched some videos after, but I didn't really remember the new videos. A broad sense. Give me a second. This is so bad. I'm so sorry. This is not a good time. This is not a good show. Especially as an e-board member. I'm doing this as an e-board member. I'm kind of cooked. I really don't remember when to finish the show. No, okay. No. The finals didn't even start. Because I remember I was at home. And I remember watching game one when Tyrese hit the game winner. I remember that. I remember that much. I remember that. I think Shea had a really good game. But he didn't really have help from anyone. J-Dubs struggled. Yeah, Chet struggled too. Game two, and the Thunder won by a decent chunk. Game three, the Thunder had like a really bad game. Oh my days. Did it not cue it? I don't know why it's not cueing my songs. I've spoiled that song like 10 times already. Anywho, I'm pretty sure, yeah, Shea had a rough game. What I recall from the series as a whole was, I personally thought it was going to be a 5-game series max. Like, I didn't think it was really going to be close. But the Pacers somehow found a way to take it to 7. And that's just how resilient they were. They were a perfect match against the OKC defense. I think Pascal was the big difference. Because they didn't really have... Now, as good as the Thunder defense was, they didn't really have someone to throw at a Pascal. Pascal being like 6'8", 220, 230, I think. A big 6'8", 245. I was lowballing him. Being 6'8", 245, you know, you can't really throw Chet on him, because you kind of need Chet to, you kind of need to throw Chet on like a, on a Miles Turner. You obviously can't put Hardenstein on him. And I think the main matchup was Dub. I think they had Dub a lot on him. I think they tried Caruso on him a decent bit. But Pascal's good enough. Pascal's a good enough player to like get past like a small defender like Caruso. And even Dub, I think Pascal was just bigger than him, so he got to his spots a lot easier. And he had a really good series. Haliburton was also doing really good. I think it was only really game two he struggled, if I recall, where Dort kind of got to him. Or was it? I don't remember. I really don't remember. There's a game where Dort got to him. He also had, Tyrese had a lot of, like, his turnovers were a lot higher, even though he did play really good. I guess we'll go to the Thunder. Shea got to where he got. And he capped off one of the best guard seasons ever. Really. Let me get the... Off the top of my head, it was 30 point... It was 30.1... 6-7... Okay, I got it. 30.3 points, 5.6 assists. I thought it was a lot higher. And then 4.6 rebounds on not the best efficiency, but I can't say anything, man. He, on 56% true shooting, which was really only tanked because of the game 7, which he had 12 assists. Shea got to where he needed. Chet, even though offensively was kind of a liability. Yeah, Chet was kind of a lie. Oh, I said play last. Dang. Dude, it keeps doing this and it's really annoying. We'll play it after this. Chet, not being the best offensively, did kind of limit the Thunder. I think it did hurt him a bit, but defensively, he was really, really good. He deserved a lot of shots at the rim. And he was able to keep up on the perimeter with some of Indy's smaller guards. Yeah, just being the shot blocker he is. Dort got a lot of... Dort did really good on Haliburton, even though Haliburton was cutting him sometimes. Who else? Caruso played a big part. They didn't play Joe and A-Wiggs as much as I thought they were going to play. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they didn't really get a lot of minutes, but Caruso did play really good. Kasam Wallace was also really good. I'm sorry. I should have had notes. Ah, this is my bad. I feel bad. Oh, wait. I don't have intermission. Like a 9:30. Whatever. We'll get to that when we get to that. Yeah, and then game 7 came around. First quarter, Halliburton has six threes. Three threes already. 3-3, I'm pretty sure. Or 3-4. And then he goes down with the Achilles tear. And, actually, I lied. And after that, the Sixers is actually not over. The Pacers kept it really close until the end of the third, I'm pretty sure. T.J. McConnell had the crazy run he had. Pascal was also doing really good. Nembhard was doing his thing. They fought. They fought really, really hard. But the better team did come to play. Oh, I forgot about to talk about Dub. Dub had a 40-point game in game 7. No, not game 7. Game 5, I want to say. Yeah, game 5. 40-point game in game 5. One of 9 players scored 40 points in NBA Finals under 24, I'm pretty sure. There goes Dub. And apparently, with a torn ligament in his wrist, too. So, shout out Dub. Showed why he was all NBA for a reason. All defensive for a reason. Yeah, and then Thunder finally win it. And now still seems like people like say stuff after the Thunder won. I didn't really have a team I wanted to win. I was good with either of them winning, but from just seeing all the hate the Thunder were getting, I was kind of hoping the Thunder would win and Shea would play good, just to kind of like silence people. Clearly, it didn't really work, but you can't really say anything now. I think this is legitimately like a top. This might be the best guard season of the last 25 years. I'm trying to think. The only real one is Curry in 2016, but like the 3-1 lead kind of hurts it. I'd be fine if you said it. You have Westbrook 16-17. I can't really give it to you. You have Harden. You have AI's MVP season. You have Kobe. Definitely a top 3 guard season in the last 25 years. All time, I don't know. Cause you have Wade and I'm not a fake fan. 06. Was it 06 or 07? I forgot. Yeah. Definitely a guard season. It's definitely one of the best guard seasons of all time. Top 5, I want to say. Because you have Jordan. You have a couple Jordan years in there. Probably have a... I would see an argument for a Kobe year. Chris Paul. I'm just joking. Anyone else? You have Curry. I can't really think right now. I don't know what. Oh, someone just came in. That scared me. Anyway. Yeah, but the Thunder won. Shea got in Finals MVP. I think I said that already. And, yeah. We're going to play the next song. I have Stars by Pink Panthers. Oh, shoot. These songs. Oh, my days. The 3 songs I've ready, maybe 4, are some of my favorite songs from this year so far. Come December, though, I'm probably gonna re-up it. These songs are probably gonna still. I can't speak today. These songs are probably still gonna be in there. But for right now, these are like my 3 favorite songs of the year. And for the R&B section for the first hour, I didn't really have a theme. I was just playing songs. But hope you guys enjoy it. And after, we'll be right back with some more talking. Peace. What you wanna go with?
draw, and you don't know how long you'll keep on fighting this for. Check the mattress on the bed, is your name that's being said? Or maybe you'll just name the other person instead.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there in 10 minutes. Make sure you got the stuff.
I don't have any new stuff.
Don't test me. You know I can't talk about this on cell phone.
Oh my god,
got it?
Whatever.
If it turns out you're the cops, we're done doing business. Later.
Hello, we're back. That was Stars by Pink Panthers. My brain is so fried. We got some moves to talk about. I'm at a lot on my plate, and this show was not one of them. I was like, I'm new to eBoard, and like, I'm not being a good representation of what eBoard is. But, you know, I'm gonna get in the groove soon. This might be worse than my first ever show. I went into that. No idea what I was doing. My mic was messed up. Everything was messed up. This might be my worst show of all time. Anyway, we're back. We got some moves to talk about today. And I think the most major move, obviously, was day of game 7. Kevin Durant got traded to the Houston Rockets. I remember, for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 10th pick, and another first round pick, I'm pretty sure. Oh, it was a 7-team trade, actually, but, like, oh, technically they put, oh, I didn't know that. Interesting. I'm pretty sure the original trade package was KD for Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green, the 10th pick, and another first-round pick? Maybe, but, in total, the Rockets got KD and Clint Capela. The Suns got Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, Kaman Malawach, the 10th pick. Rashard Fleming, 31st pick. Kobe Bree, the number 41 pick. Daquan Plowden, and then 2 second-round picks, 2026 and 2032. The Nets got a 2026 second-round pick, 2030 second-round pick. The Warriors got Alex Tooney, the 52nd pick. Jamai Meshack, the 59th pick. Hawks got David Roddy, who I'm pretty sure they might have waived already. A 2031 for second round pick, cash. Lakers got Adu Tero, the 32nd pick, and cash. And then finally, the Timberwolves got Rocco, Actually, I kind of like him as a player too. Rocco Zikarski, the 45th pick, a 2026 second, a 2032 second, and cash. So, really, it was only like a main 2-team deal, just with the other teams getting some other stuff. Should we talk about the Suns or the Rockets first? I guess we'll talk about the Rockets. I think this is an obvious win for the Rockets, bearing a Kevin Durant injury, which, fingers crossed, it doesn't happen. I guess we'll talk about the other moves they made. They also got Dorian Finney-Smith for, 3 years, 36 million? Was that the... I don't remember the contract he got. Let me check it. This is going to really annoy me if I don't remember. I spelled his name completely wrong. 4 years, 52 million, which is like... I'm horrible at math. I think it's like 26 million. And he's going to be 35 when it's all said and done. 36 when it's all said and done. Which was kind of a lot of money for Dorian Finney-Smith. But I think... in the sense of making a complete team and having someone who fits the Rockets system, we're also helping the Rockets system with the three-point shooting it adds. Pretty sure he was like one of the most efficient three-point shooters, corner three-point shooters in the whole league last year. I'm pretty sure. He adds a lot of depth. They got Clint Capella, which was first a sign-in trade, and then he got moved to the main trade. I didn't really get the move. I'm not gonna lie, because you already had a backup big and Steven Adams. I guess if they want to run a double big lineup that bad, I guess it gives you another option. So now you can do a Şengün, Clint, Steven Adams, Şengün. I think you got all the matchups right there. I guess, and then. If one of them gets hurt, you have another viable backup big. This is Clint Capella a couple years back. This would have been really good when Clint Capella was like one of the best like paint defenders in the league, genuinely. Picture in 20... When did the Hawks go to the front? 2022, I'm pretty sure. Clint Capella was like one of the best rim protectors, and then he kind of lost the athleticism that made him that. But still very like... But he's still a good player. He's still a good rotation guy. And I don't think he's not gonna get minutes. He's gonna get minutes, but I would have rather seen that money get sent to a guy like Nah, Nikhil Alexander Walker. Just cause I think Nikhil Alexander Walker being that 3-and-D guy who was, I would say, the second best player in the Timberwolves Thunder series, I think I would say so. Efficient three, kind of like like a guard version of Dorian Finney-Smith, just gives you some more 3-point shooting and gives you really good defense. But Clint Capella is still a really good player, don't get me wrong. They also got Josh Okogie, who offensively is very limited. But once again, he fits the system of the crazy defense. So if someone like Fred went down, he's not playing point guard. If Fred or like DSF gets hurt or Tari, you can put him in the line. You can put him in the rotation. He's gonna give you that defense. And if we can find through Mashawn, he can find a real rotation. They also got Fred on a new contract. I think they did. They split the $50 million into a two-year $25 million per year, I'm pretty sure, which is still a lot of money to Fred VanVleet. I'm not a big Fred guy. At 31, he's going to be getting 25 at 33. Or he might be getting more. I can check really quick. But he was a really good... In the playoffs, he had the... What was it, game six it was? When he couldn't miss? Let me just... It might have been more money. Honestly. No, 25 million. 25 million per year. And they're looking to roll out a rotation of Fred. I think their lineup's going to be Fred. Amen. Tarrier. Oof. Ooh, because I like them both a lot. They'll probably go Jabari Smith Jr. Jabari Smith Jr. at the 3, Katie at the 4, or Loki, Katie at 3, or you can run both. And then Shengun at the 5, and off the bench, really good bench in Tari Eason if they have him off the bench, DSF, and then you're hoping to see growth from Reed Shepard, which I think we will see. Oh, Steven Adams and Clint too. So they have a real eight to nine man rotation, which I think was another issue last year. They didn't really have real depth. You really only had Steven Adams and who else came off the bench? I can't remember. Aaron Holiday gave some good minutes. But yeah, do you like extend the rotation a lot more? And you basically replace Jalen Green with a higher scoring option, Jalen Green. Well, also a really efficient scoring option, KD. Now, I don't know what really, I'm kind of nervous to see the kind of year we see from KD. I think we could see one of his better years, but I think we could also see one of his rougher years, just because I don't know if Amen. I don't think Amen's gonna be that big of an offensive threat. In year 3, Shengun, I do think he's gonna get better, but once again, he's a paint guy, so I don't really see him extending the defense out that much. Jabari Smith Jr. was a really good 3-point shooter in the playoffs. We'll see where he gets, but that's the only thing. The offense still kind of worries me. Oh, then you have Fred Still, who very, very streaky. We'll see where that goes. But right now, it's like the top 3 in the West is very, very close. And I guess we'll talk about the other team. The Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets. Made some crazy fleeces this year, which I didn't think was possible. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how, on earth, they allowed the Nuggets to, get Cam Johnson for MPJ in a first-round pick. I don't know what Brooklyn was thinking. I don't know what the Kings were doing when they did not Valentine. Jeez. Why am I? Valanciunas. Oh my. When they did Valanciunas for Sarge. Because I was looking at it, the contracts are not even there. I think the Kings saved $2 million. It wasn't even anything crazy. I think the thing though is they were scared he was going to not retire. Or I technically retire and then go play for Olympiakos, the Greek team. Or some Greek team, I forgot. They're worried about that, and that's when the news when he did get to Denver, that's what they were talking about. But they're kind of forcing him to play, and they also got Bruce Brown back, who I don't know how good Bruce Brown is gonna be. I don't know how good Bruce Brown is gonna be this year. We will see what happens. We'll see what happens. But this is they also got Tim Hardaway Jr. I forgot about that too. They got Tim Hardaway Jr., the 3-point sniper off the bench. And I think another underrated piece is if Valanciunas isn't that good of a player, which he might not be next year because he's kind of old. They have Deron Holmes, who was coming off a torn Achilles, I'm pretty sure. I was really excited for him last year before it happened, but I think they can have two viable backup centers for Jokic. Instead of having DeAndre Jordan, you can have two reliable backups, which I think changes everything. So instead of having barely a 6-man rotation, it was really only a 5-man rotation. You're running a lineup of Jamal Murray, Chris Brown, Cameron Johnson, Aaron Gordon, Jokic, and off the bench, I'm still like in awe how they did it. They got Kessler Edwards. Wow. My bad. Off the bench, you have Bruce Brown, probably run the back one, I'm assuming. Tim Hardaway Jr., Valanciunas, and Deron Holmes. So they turned a barely five-man rotation into a real, like, eight-man rotation. Real 8 to 9 man rotation, which does change everything. And then you don't even know, like, the growth. You could see growth from Jalen Pickett, Julian Schrader. I think they can really grow as players, too. Like, they might be my favorite to win it. I don't know. They're close to the Thunder. Yeah, apparently something happened. And I don't know. And I think it was going to be the next team I talked about. Let me check them really quick. Kawhi Leonard. Wait, what? What? Wait. Whoa. Wait. Wait, they're Kawhi Leonard no show $28 million endorsement deal for fraud company? Wait, what is going on? Wait, I'm so confused. This is new to me. The NBA is looking to report that the Clippers star Kawhi Leonard allegedly signed a $28 million no-show marketing agreement to circumvent a salary cap. The allegation came to light in a Wednesday episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast, which reported that a San Francisco-based environmental startup company, partially funded by $50 million investment, Clippers owner Steve Ballmer named Aspiration and had inked Kawhi to a 4-year endorsement deal. Wait, what? I'm so confused. So they gave him $28 million? So they gave him $28 million so the Clippers wouldn't have to pay him that money. What? What? This is crazy. I might be wrong. I might be looking at this wrong. But what I'm seeing from this is breaking news to me. This is kind of old. Actually, is it? I don't know. I have no idea. This is so Kawhi signed Kawhi, man. They're messing up my guy, my idol. Apparently he did a 4-year deal for $28 million with this random company. And the company was also like wrote off from Steve Ballmer, the owner of the Clippers. And they're looking into it because it's a no-show deal. So I'm confused. I'm assuming it means, what this means is that it was the way to give Kawhi less money because they gave him $28 million in a no-show, like a no-show deal. So they wouldn't have to pay Kawhi as much under their salary cap. Am I reading that right? I might be wrong. I'm a little confused. So they could. Yeah. Okay, I was right. With direct ties to the team, the LA Clippers and franchise owner Steve Ballmer, so he could be paid more money without it counting against the NBA salary rules. I'm so confused. Talking about the Clippers, we'll talk about the Clippers team. And this was found out through a show. What am I reading? I mean, he did find out. I can't hate. I'm sorry. This that threw me off. I don't know the repercussions of what's going to happen. Obviously, something big because he was literally playing with people's money. We'll talk about the moves the Clippers did, because I think the Clippers have built a really decent team. They got Bradley Beal. The Suns waived, they didn't wait. Did they waive him? They bought out Bradley Beal, and he signed to the Clippers for a $5 million deal, so the cards are finally not in Bradley Beal's hands anymore. Shocker. Brook Lopez signed to them too. Chris Paul got signed to them too. It was a trade. Oh yeah, the Norman Powell trade. It was Norman Powell and someone else. Oh, who was it? It was Norman Powell, another player the Clippers got John Collins. The Heat got, I remember that. The Clippers got John Collins and someone else. I forgot. I'm trying to look right now. They might have just waived somebody. They got John Collins, and then the Heat got Norman Powell, and then the Jazz got Kevin Love. For some reason, I don't know why they did that. That was like the only trade that really took me off guard. I can't lie, because I was kind of expecting it. This came out of nowhere. You do lose Norman Powell, who was a 22-point per game scorer for you, but you do replace him with John Collins, another lob threat for Harden to throw to, even though how old is John Collins? He's still 27. I didn't think it was that. Never mind. He can still definitely fly. John Collins, you get another lob threat. And I think he has the tools to be good defensively. And I think Tyronn Lue and Jeffrey Ngunny will get him in that defensive shape form. Bradley Beal, you get another scoring option. And you don't necessarily replace Norman Powell. I don't think Bradley Beal is going to go out there and average 22. Especially with who else they got. You don't necessarily need Bradley Beal to score that many. But once again, a good three-point shooter, a good mid-range shooter, just a good scorer overall. And defensively, might be a bit iffy. But you got people around him who can help him out. Brook Lopez, you get a backup center. Who was that backup center last year? Ben Simmons. Yeah, Ben Simmons actually did. I'm kind of sad they didn't get Ben Simmons, because Ben Simmons did a really good job on Jokic last year. Ben Simmons played really good in the Denver series, but it's whatever. You get a stretch big, you get a stretch five, so pick and pop with Harden probably. You're gonna see that a lot, and then you get Chris Paul, who you get another guard to take pressure. You get a guard who can take pressure off of Harden, and that will help a lot. My goat Chris Paul, he will get a ring this year, hopefully. This is a really good team. I think they're definitely the deepest team in the league, because you have Harden, Kawhi, Derrick Jones Jr., Chris Dunn, John Collins, Brook Lopez, Chris Paul, Bogdanovich, Beal, Batum. Did I say Zubac? I don't even think I said Zubac. They have a real 11-man rotation. So even they are on the older side, and I know they've been injury prone, they got people they can play. They can change rotation, and barring it's a long injury, hopefully they don't get any long injuries like that, you can throw it out that lineup. And I think the ceiling of this team, this is gonna be a conference final potential team, I think. I still think they're good matchup with the Nuggets. They're not really a good matchup for the Thunder. In my opinion, they are the fourth or fifth best team, I want to say, in the league and the West. And I am talking a long time about these teams. But yeah, I think they did get better. from last year, just because you have more depth now compared to last year. You added a little more defense. You added a little more shooting. I would say. And you kind of have to, because you have Harden quite really up there in age. So we'll see where they go. Well, we have to see where this lawsuit ends up. But I'm going to play another song really quick. And then we're going to speed through a lot of the other moves because I talked way too long. I have MTBTTF by Clips. I don't know what that means, but hope you guys enjoy. And we'll be right back after. And we're going to hurry through some moves. Peace.
No confessions, questions, we contesting. Fireworks will send a message, iridescent. Slow them down like Robitussin. If you rush in, at your door and we address them, we gon' bless them. Tried to bring them, should've left them. Learn my lesson, poker faces keep them guessing. No expression, ice dressing on my chestin'. Leave impression, what's a Testarossa if you don't test them? Ain't your unless you joystick and dress them. My presence, your pleasure. Peasants, he's pressure. I've been knee-deep, key-deep, we in ZZs. Me and Lee get you fronted for the summer so easy. The snow alone, fill up a mobile home. My name ring like mobile phones and no one's home. White back-to-back rolls at my gates. White slave master souls in my safe. White python, Manolo is the taste. She want a Mike Tyson blow to the face. Twist and turn, these guns blitz and burn. Too many flip and turn, had to get rich to learn. The basals of the nasal, that's case closed. Got a team full of J-Bos on they toes. Measly, cheap as reasoning, believe me. I could tell cause you look needy. She want Mike Tyson blow to the face. Slalom ice, she want snow on a plate. Keyboard killers in your feelings. Mad you ain't trending. Mad got you tricking on your women. Mad I don't hit them, I just spin them. Gunning and I'm grinning. In the Bugatti in my denim. This is the result of my vision. React with precision. But God only knows my intention. But selling dope is a religion. The hammer's in position. I can show the difference. You the screenwriters, we dream writers. Took chains and touched change like King Midas. Imitation is flattery, they seem like us. But only 300 bricks can make you Leonidas. My old plug asked the new plug to reunite us. D-class in my ears, now let me see you bite it. She want Mike Tyson blow to the face. I'm talking 96 hole with the bass. She want Mike Tyson blow to the face. Slalom ice, she want snow on a plate.
Hello, welcome back to Logan with Log. That was really bad, my bad. Welcome back to Logan with Log. Last song we played was MTB, TTDF. I don't know what that means. Clips. We're going to run through a lot of the moves. We're going to try to go team by team. First off, we got the Hawks. They got Nikhil Alexander Walker for a 4-year deal. Really good move. And they got Kristaps Porzingis for basically nothing. They gave up Georges Niang and two second round picks, and they got Kristaps Porzingis. Now, you're hoping Kristaps Porzingis can be healthy, but I think the Hawks are going to be a really good team. Definitely, I think, potentially a top three team in the East, top four. I do really like the Hawks. I think we could see a conference finals. Finals maybe pushing it, but I really do like where the Hawks are going. The Celtics, they got my guy, Chris Boucher. My guy. I'm sad. They got Luka Garza, who's probably going to be their starting center. And they got Anthony Simons for Drew Holiday. They cut off, and they also since they got rid of Drew and Kristaps, those were the two big moves. They're under the salary cap, so they're in a really good position for the future now. I don't know if they're gonna be really good this year though. We will see, because now you have a Jaylen Brown led team with Derek White and Anthony as the two other co-stars. We'll see where they end up. They got Haywood Highsmith. I didn't know that. Wow. Nets got Terrence Mann too. Where did I miss a lot of these. The Nets got Michael Porter Jr. Most importantly, also, they lost Cam Johnson and D'Angelo, which I'll talk about in a little bit. This is a team, I mean, Michael Porter Jr. might average 25. The Hornets made a lot of moves. They got Pat Connaughton, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Colin Sexton. They got three good vets for LaMelo and the rest of the team. And I think this is a potential play-in team. I mean, for real. Bulls, no one cares. I mean, yeah, we'll just go with the Cavs because I think the Cavs kind of got the drill. They got Lonzo Ball, which is a good move because Garland's going to be out for the first couple weeks of the new season. So you'll have him to replace him. And even when he comes back, you have another backup guard. And you got rid of Isaac Coro, who was a good defensive player, but the offensive limitations really hurt him. They also lost Ty Jerome too, but after that last year, the Mavericks got D'Angelo Russell, I think. So you're going to have him at the one instead of Kyrie. If Kyrie does come back, you have him off the bench. And I think the Mavericks are in a position. The Mavericks have a somewhat high ceiling and a kind of a low floor. We'll see where they end up. We talked about the Nuggets already. Shout out to the Nuggets. Pistons got Caris LeVert and Duncan Robinson, but they did lose Tim Hardaway, Dennis Schroeder, and probably Malik Beasley. I don't know where that's going to end up. Malik Beasley had the whole business going on. I think that they got a little bit worse. I don't think Duncan can't replace the shooting of both of them. He might not even replace the shooting of one of them. Maybe Tim Hardaway Jr. And Caris LeVert is a good player, but he doesn't really bring shooting like that. But the Pistons will still be a good team. I'm so happy about them. Golden State Warriors literally did nothing. They lost Kevon Looney, sadly. They haven't made any moves yet. The Rockets, we talked about already. Oh, and they did lose Cam Whitmore, too. We'll talk about him, maybe. I didn't even talk about this. I only talked about West teams. The Pacers got Jay Huff to try to replace Miles Turner. I don't know how that's going to go. The Pacers are in a weird situation. We'll see where they end up. I talked about the Clippers. The Lakers got Ayton, Jake LaRavia, and Marcus Smart. I like all three of these moves. I don't know about the Ayton thing. The defense is really spotty. Marcus Smart is like that defensive player of the year anymore. And they're kind of banking on him to be the best defender on this team. Maybe besides LeBron. Like, is it really him and LeBron are the best defensive players? I mean, maybe you can get Ayton to be that good of a defender. I don't know. Jake LaRavia, I think they were kind of underrating Jake LaRavia. I think he will be a quality player. You obviously did lose Dorian Finney-Smith, though. Grizzlies got back Santi, which I thought he was going to leave. They got... Oh, my God, I forgot. Oh, I didn't even talk about this. Wow. The Grizzlies got Ty Jerome, which I think is a good player. Because they did lose Desmond Bane, which I completely forgot about. And they got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. I don't think Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is going to have that bad of a three-point shooting season again. I think he's going to kind of go up a little bit. But we'll talk about the Magic. Oh, I forgot to talk about the Magic. I might just talk about the Magic. The Bucks got Thanasis back. Timberwolves didn't really make moves. They got right back. The Knicks got Jordan Clarkson, Gershon, two more good bench players. And the Pelicans good at Jordan Poole in a trade of CJ McCollum. Thunder didn't make moves. And we'll talk about the Magic. Okay. The Magic gave a 5 first round picks, I'm pretty sure, for Desmond Bane. That's a lot for Desmond Bane. But the team is really good now. So you're really up a lineup of Suggs, Bane, Franz, Paolo, Wendell. Off the bench. And they also got Tyus Jones, Mo Wagner, Jonathan Isaac. This could be a top 3 team in the East, too. I really do like this team. I think Desmond Bane adds a lot. Gives you that desperate 3-point shooting they really, really need. On ball or like creating with the ball and even like catch and shoot. He helps a lot. So I'm excited. I still wish they got a little more 3-point shooting, but we'll see where they go. I wish I got to talk about it a little bit more. Sixers didn't really make any moves. They did lose Gershon. I didn't get to talk about Sixers too. Suns, they got Mark Williams. I think that was a big move outside the KD trade. But then they also got Kaman, so they kind of a weird center rotation. It's whatever. I didn't even talk about Dame. What am I doing? They got Drew Holiday, who's probably going to play. So Trailblazers are going to be really fun defensive team to watch. I'm ready to watch them. They also got Dame back, who's not going to play this year. But when he comes back, I don't know. That'll be a topic for next week because I didn't really get to talk about it. Because I think I still have another week until the season starts. Actually, I think the season starts November. So I got some time. I do got time. Kings, I'm just kind of going through it. Kings got Dennis Schroeder. I think that was a big one. Fox resigned. They also got Kelly Olynyk was another decent move. My Raptors. We got Sandro. Finally, we got a stretch big. Jakob. I'll talk about the Wizards later. But those are all the moves as quick as I could. I think I'm going to wrap it up there. Next week, I will talk about some more teams in depth. I really only did talk about the West. We'll talk about the ceiling for some of these teams. We'll talk about more East teams. We'll talk about Miles Turner and them. Desmond Bane trade and the Hawks ceiling and more too, obviously. Hope you guys enjoyed. This is not a really good show. I promise I'll have some more notes. I'll have notes for next week. And I promise I'll have a better sense of mind. Not better sense of mind. A real theme for the first hour. But I hope you guys enjoy. Welcome back. Oh, God. This is a 4-minute song. So the last song I have is White Flame by Baby Metal. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and I'll see you next week. Peace. Oh, go to the Friday. Go to the what the heck is it called? Why am I forgetting? go to Club Expo. So we got the e-board can meet you guys, and we do that. And then Sunday, go to the club. The interest meeting, if you were new listening to this. Hope you guys enjoy. Peace and love. And I'll see you until then. Peace.